Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Dr. Pat Allen Empowered Communication call-in show on LA Talk Radio. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Want Institute. We are a nonprofit organization that has been supporting the groundbreaking relationship work of world-renowned psychotherapist Dr. Pat Allen for more than 50 years. The Want Institute offers help and guidance with relationships and communication tools. We currently offer ongoing monthly ladies groups facilitated by Dr. Pat Allen, myself, and Kelly Ward. We also offer one-on-one relationship communication coaching. If you want more information on our monthly ladies groups or one-on-one coaching, please call the office at 949-723-0338 or email me at info@drpatallen.com. Before we get started, please grab a pen and paper so you can write down the call-in number. Our call-in number is 323-203-0815. If you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back. Please make sure you pick up the call back as well as enter the number in your contact list to eliminate the call going to spam. Also, please stay tuned in the 5 o'clock hour show. Patricia Eltage will have her Your Dream Life, in which she'll interpret your dreams. That's tonight at 5 o'clock after Dr. Pat Allen's show. Go ahead and take it away, Kelly and Dr. Allen.
Hey, Dr. Allen, how are you tonight?
I'm just fine.
So I've got a couple of questions for you. And the first one is about your newest and coolest tool, Where Did You Go? So Dr. Allen, when is it appropriate to use the tool, Where Did You Go?
Where I went was, in fact, I just will finish it off. I'm 88 years old, and my ears were going bad. And so what I did was I guessed this and did that. But finally, I went into my audiologist, and what they did was, in depth, he's very, very psychic, very clever. And so what we did was we empowered my hearing aids way up to where they're the top of their line. And if I can not hear with these ears, then I should be doing something else. But I'm doing fine with these new empowered hearing aids.
Great. So when a man takes you out on a date and he says, we had such a great time, let's do this again, but then he doesn't call, can you use the tool, Where Did You Go?
Where did he go? Where did who go?
When a man takes you on a date and he says, we had such a good time, can we do this again? And then he doesn't call or text.
If he doesn't call within a couple of days, that means he dated you on Wednesday and he said, oh, golly, I had such a good time. I want to do it this weekend. And it's Wednesday. Okay. And there you are on Saturday, after the Wednesday, and he hasn't called. If you will, you give him a call and you said, Wednesday, you said we had such a good time, you were going to do something this weekend, and you didn't call. Where did you go?
All right. So that's totally awesome. Here's another question for you, Dr. Pat.
I want you to ask me every little question, and I'll let you know when you're asking me a big one.
Okay. So one of our ladies reached out, and she had sent a hi-bye letter to her man, and he responded by sending her a hi-bye letter that reflected her letter, but told her everything he liked and didn't like about her. Now she feels the ball is in her court, but she doesn't know what to do. What should she do, Doctor?
What he did was he responded with the response that said, I want you to chase me, and you want him to chase you. Therefore, we have a convenient discrepancy. So, by the way, can I ask you, Kelly? Is this Kelly?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Would you guess that this girl wanted respect or cherishing?
I'm guessing she wanted respect.
I know that. And he knew that too. And he wanted to be respected. So he stood up in the dead heat and did not respond. So they had a duel. And the truth of the matter is, the duel will work for her if within 3 minutes of meeting her, he smelled her chemistry and liked it enough to want to be with her again. That's how men's neurobiological systems work.
That makes great sense. Okay. Hey, Sue.
Yes.
What do we got going on now? Dr. Allen has left the building. So what are we going to do now?
We have Dr. Allen, myself, and you, Kelly Ward, we offer monthly ladies groups. We're currently in the month of May groups. We'll be starting them back in June. So if anybody wants to join the ladies groups, just give me a call at the office at 949-723-0338. Or you can email me at info@drpatallen.com. We have Dr. Pat back on, I believe.
She's back on.
Hi, Dr. Pat. So here's another question.
Was that a
no,
good...
let's not let it go.
All right.
All right. So the question,
but that was a good one.
The question is, if I've dated a man 3 times and I'm not sure if I have chemistry, do I kick him free or do I try dating him a few more times?
A few more times, because doubtfulness indicates chemistry.
Very interesting. Okay. Here's another one.
I'll give you, you can have 100 questions and I'll answer them within 5 minutes.
I know you will, Dr. Pat. You're awesome like that. So here's the next one. I have a roommate and I am planning on moving out. I requested an appointment using the tools to have a conversation with the roommate.
With what? What is that word?
Roommate. Someone you live with. Someone you live with. Someone you live with.
Okay, say the question again, please.
I have contacted my roommate because I want to move out. I used your tools for negotiation, and she became angry and responded almost violently. What's my next move? Do I just move out or do I try to talk to her again?
You're talking, this is a man's question.
No, it's two women.
It's two women, lesbians?
No, just roommates.
Roommates?
Yes.
And one roommate wants to move out?
Yes.
Well, if she's violently afraid of this person, I would recommend an eviction statement or a leaving statement by hi-bye. And remember,
the question,
hi-bye.
Yeah. So the question is, what do you do when you're using your tools and somebody is so dead set against it? What is there a way to...
You do two rounds and then you say to them, this is becoming emotional and I have to stop doing this. So I'm going to take a walk, or I'm going to the bathroom, or I'm going to bed.
The timeout tool.
Pardon?
The timeout tool.
That's exactly right. My tools are usable in many, many situations. And that's the reason I want... Thank you, Kelly. Thank you for backing me up. I want you to know that I have done this for 50 plus years, and I'm impressed how God is using me to answer questions, because I'm a transactional analyst. I'm a specialist in addictions and sex and mind-altering chemicals. And I have been a therapist, a marriage, family, child therapist for 52 years. So this is the time when I say to you, do not repeat your response, stroke and stand, more than twice before you leave the scene, because the person may literally become violent.
Yes. Okay, so here's the last question I have.
Well, no, it's the last one for today. I'll be back next week.
All right, so here's the question. I'm dealing with a person who doesn't give compliments and doesn't know how to say thank you to give strokes. Do I give them strokes to show how it's done, or do I just walk away?
Here's what you do. Speaking is a part of the description of the Broca organ in the right lobe of your brain. There are people that will scrub your floors and windows that will never say, I love you, because those words are too frightening for them. They mean too much. So I suggest that you compliment him every time he says, oh, that cake was good. Oh, thank you. I love you when you say things like that. Do you hear what I'm saying?
I do.
Therefore, you do not play mama. I've got something to teach you, little boy. Don't do
that. Exactly.
What you do is you say, I loved it when you enjoyed my fish crowder, whatever you cooked. Lots of men demonstrate love. They don't talk it. And a lot of men talk love and don't mean it.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank
you. I've come across a few of those love bombers.
Yes, that's what they're doing. But I want to invite everybody who's listening to go to the website and get into info@drpatallen.com and listen to my show on there that I'm teaching people, Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication. I have...
That's right. www.drpatallen.com.
So I will answer questions and I will ask questions. For example, the question I'm going to ask when I have a chance is, what is your way of living, hedonism or stoicism?
And that's a great question, Dr. Pat.
What?
That's a great question.
I know it's a great question. That's what I ask. I will ask a question when they don't have a question. That's the program.
That makes sense. It has been so great talking with you tonight. I'm so glad you're coming back next week. We're going to have some more questions for you then.
And I want to remind people that this is a podcast and you can listen to it for years. I've been on the air for years and I want to continue forever.
We want you to continue forever, Dr. Pat. We love you.
I love all of you. That's why I'm doing this.
Thank you so much for being here tonight.
Thank you so much for calling me and keeping me on the phone.
Have a great evening.
What?
Have a great evening, Dr. Pat.
I've already
we'll be back next.
You honored me.
I do. I honor you, Dr. Pat. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. If we have, okay, we'll take calls. Kelly and I are capable of handling some call-in calls. The number is 323-203-0815. Sam at the switchboard sees your number and he calls you back. Please make sure you pick up your call back or enter the number in your spam list. And I also want to say, please stay tuned to the 5 o'clock p.m. show, Your Dream Life, in which Patricia Eltinge will be interpreting your dreams. That's after our show, Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication. Kelly, do you want to talk about your anything in particular?
Yeah, I want to talk about Dr. Pat Allen's script appointments because, you know, I am the mediator for the groups for Dr. Allen, and of course, you don't need a mediator. And of course, I'm the mediator for my own groups. And I notice that when we're digging around inside of our brains and our minds during group, we start coming across a lot of things that are the writers of our script, if you will, our parents, clergy, teachers, doctors, friends, aunts, uncles, what have you. And sometimes our script is not the best version that it could be. And if you do a script class with Dr. Allen, I think you'll find that when you're doing your rewrite, and everybody needs a rewrite, nobody ever writes a perfect script the first time around, you'll find that a lot of things that are painful are brought to light and dealt with. And it's pretty amazing experience. I've had the experience multiple times, and each time it was informative and really causes growth. So Sue, she does those appointments specifically on Fridays, right?
Yeah, the script analysis, it's a method of uncovering the early, let's see here. Yeah, she does them on Fridays at 12 or 2, 2:30 or 3. And this, that's Pacific Standard Time. It's done via Zoom. And what I do is I send you a questionnaire that you fill out. It's got like 28 questions. You fill them out. And then you go over those questions with Dr. Allen during the session. Oh, we have a call here. Caller, you're on the air with Sue or Kelly, do you have a question we can help you with?
Yeah, I'm the lady who's dating the widower.
Oh, yeah, I remember you. Do you remember her, Kelly?
I sure do.
What's your question?
Okay, so I think the last time I called in, we went out and he had taken off the wedding ring. And today he did. So today is the 2-year, I don't want to say anniversary, but it's been 2 years since his wife died today. So I called him yesterday to acknowledge that he shared that with me and I remembered and I offered, you know, if you need to talk, feel free to call me. I asked how he was doing, his children, and he said the children were calling to see how he was doing. He said it was rough. And he admitted that he missed her. So I didn't take offense to that because I had journaled on it and I thought 30 years of marriage versus 6 months of dating, there's no comparison. So my question is, this weekend is Mother's Day. He's going to his hometown to visit his parents' grave, and I don't know if his wife is buried there. I called him yesterday, Wednesday. So there's nothing else for me to do, right? I've done everything.
I would say there's nothing else to do. What would you say, Kelly?
I would say a couple of things. The first thing is I admire you not being jealous and angry then, and recognizing that 30 years of marriage is a very long time. You're right. But 6 months of dating is good, and you're building. He's making steps. Taking off the ring was a big one. So we know that when we have a breakup or a divorce or a death, it takes a while to get over it, you know, chemically, biologically, and emotionally. So I see him taking steps, even though it's probably frustrating you because it seems slow. And it would be natural for him to honor her and visit her grave if he does that, other than visiting his parents, because she was the mother of his children. So I think it's great that you recognize and you honor that. I don't think there's anything else for you to do, but I do think he's going to reach out. And this may just be a rough patch for him, but, you know, if he just steps through it and he comes back to you, I think you've got a good line there.
Okay. All right. Thank you for confirmation.
Both Thank you. You. Make sure you call us and give us an update. We like hearing from you.
Okay, I will. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Good night. Hang in there.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think that she has showing amazing strength and restraint. It's got to be a little bit difficult, you know? So pretty amazing.
That's great. She's doing great work with this gentleman. Hopefully,
I see
it'll come.
That ring off is a big a big sign. Yeah.
Did she say she was married before? Did we hear that? Or I don't
you know,
I don't think
she mentioned that.
Yeah, maybe next time let's ask her, because that might be good. What's her background? Maybe she's a widow or two, or maybe she's divorced or she's never been married.
Yeah, you know, that detox is rough. I know you've been through it in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I've been through it in my life. Did you find that the tools helped you with it?
The tools don't really help you while you're going through. You just have to struggle through and be, if you break up with somebody, you just have to do other things to keep yourself busy and do the 8 weeks. And sometimes, you know, it depends on who broke up or what happened in the situation.
Do you find that the longer the term of the relationship, the more difficult the detox from oxytocin is?
I don't know about that. It depends. I think a lot of women get super bonded, especially the masculine women. They get super bonded because they want a relationship so bad, and wanting is masculine. So they find a nice guy and they want him so bad that when he doesn't fall into their ideal steps, you know, call, go out, likes, you know, they get really anxious and angry when he doesn't do the steps that they want. So it's very confusing for these men. Oh, we have a caller here. Caller, you're on the air with Kelly and Sue. Do you have a question we can help you with?
Yes, it's the lady who called about the widower. I heard your question about my background. I'd be glad to give it to you.
Have you been married before?
No, I've never been married. I'm 62. I've never been married. I don't have children.
Oh, okay. So hopefully this will be your man to either marry or mate for the rest of your life. How great. So you're doing great work.
Thank you. Yes, that's my background. Never
Good. Mind. Now we know. I'm like, thank you for calling us back.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. You know, you were talking about the women with the fact where they want this ideal sort of well, this man to file this ideal step Q plan. And I think you're right. I think that's a very masculine thing. It's a control thing, and that control is masculine. We know that. So one of the things that I do with my girls is I usually talk to them about that. Like, you say you want to be the feminine energy, but you just won't relinquish control. Passive patient. And they're like, well, I don't know how to do that. Well, I'm like, it takes practice.
Here's what I find. When these ladies are masculine, it's because they're afraid. They're masculine because they're not safe with masculinity. Meaning when a masculine man comes, it's so unfamiliar that they even put their masculine guard shield up higher. It's like they didn't have the role model at home, a healthy masculine man. So they've had to go through life with masculine skills, protect, provide structure, control in their own life. So when they're dating, they're so unfamiliar. When a masculine man comes, they say, I have no chemistry, or he's too pushy, or he's too controlling, because they're so masculine, they can't allow a masculine man in. That's why they always attract the feminine one. So they really have to work on lowering, I call it their masculine energy shield, to allow a masculine man in, because they're two masculine energies competing for control. That's why they want the relationship to go a certain way. That's what I find in my groups. And it's very hard for these women that have been raised to be more masculine core energy, because we both have masculine and feminine. It's which one you dominate you more in the relationship. Work, everybody's masculine, but when you're in a relationship, it's best for ladies, if they want to be cherished, to maybe have 80% feminine and 20% masculine, because then you'll attract the masculine energy. It's like a magnet. If you show that you have more masculine energy, the masculine energy repels you. Isn't that what you would say? Or give me your
description. Oh, I totally 100% agree. And the next thing I have recently with some of my gals that I talked to is this misunderstanding of the duty dating and dating. And they're like, it seems like I'm cheating to date more than one man. And I said, well, if you were sleeping with that man, then definitely, but that's not what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be going on dates, not going on sleepovers. Do you find that women are a little bit confused by the concept of duty dating?
What I find in my groups, and here they are coming from their masculine energy, because that's more prominent in most of my group ladies. That's why my group is, they're angry at why he gets to go date other women. And once they go out with him, they're mad that he dates other women, because they feel that he should only be dating them. And it, you know, it gets them confused, because they have this ideal of what they want in a relationship. And the man generally doesn't fit into their ideal of what they want of a courting style. And they're not the ones courting. The man is the pursuer courting. The woman is the receiver. She receives his asking her out, taking her out on. She gives back her appreciation and thank you. That's where it's kind of going haywire. The women are chasing men, and the men are becoming too feminine. And they, like Pat said, they like the women chasing them because they don't have to do all the work, except for one thing. The women get burned out. It's a lot of work to chase men. Male energy in a woman's body is very hard on the lady's body, the energy system.
Oh, I agree 100%. And one of the other things I think is interesting is that you said, you know, they put up that wall, and they are always recently talking about toxic masculinity. But it's funny, because some of the women that you and I are dealing with are toxic masculinity. They're not feminine at all. And the masculinity that they're carrying is toxic.
It's very toxic on their body. And here's the thing. It becomes so familiar from their childhood on not having a healthy masculine man. And they usually have a very controlling mom. So guess what? They role model mom, and then they pick guys like dad, and then they're mad because he doesn't step up and he's not a better man. But it was what was familiar when they grew up. So their picker's wrong. So Dr. Pat says you have to desensitize. Go out the duty day, go out with three men until you learn to fall in love with your ears on what he offers you. And Pat said something interesting. If, you know, I get a lot of women, well, I've gone out with them on two dates and I'm not sure, I don't have chemistry. If you don't have chemistry for him, it's really lust. That's actually a good sign, because if you have lust at the very beginning for a man, that means he's super familiar from your dad. It's like your picker's picking the exact opposite of what you really want. So you have to be careful with your picker. Masculine women will always pick feminine men because they're programmed. So you have to desensitize and go out a couple times with the good men that you'll have no chemistry with until you get familiar and comfortable to change your picker. Is that what you work with your ladies doing? It's a very hard concept for them.
It is, but you know what? You're right. Some of them have a real bad picker. However, I did just run into one woman who described this man that she was dating, and he sounded wonderful to me. And then she said, he's boring.
Yes, and I was they like, are boring.
Because I was like, what? And then she says, he's boring. I said, how is he boring? Then she says, well, you know, he's not exciting. And I'm like, are you talking about that whole concept of the bad boy? Well, yeah, I guess so. I said, so you want stability and you want a man who cherishes you. On the other hand, you want him to what? Like ride a Harley and carry a bullwhip? Where are we going with this?
And then never call her and taking her money. And that's the exciting, it's called drama. They like the drama filled men.
Right. So that's the other thing too, is separating yourself from that concept. Are we looking for somebody to live our life with and, you know, maybe watch sunsets? Are we looking for somebody we're going to rob a bank with? Are we going to Bonnie and Clyde it? So I told her, I said, are we doing Bonnie and Clyde? What are we doing here? And then she kind of went like, oh. And I was like, yeah, maybe the guy isn't boring. Maybe he's safe. And maybe you think safe is boring. So, you were talking about that toxic thing there.
Yeah, that's that part where they're used to the drama and the bad boys and the up and down relationship. They like that model, but they don't necessarily like the behavior. Oh, we have a call. Caller, you're on the air with Kelly and Sue. Is there a question we might be able to help you with?
Hi there. Yes. I was just listening to you talking about having a broken picker, and I think that might apply to me. So that was
it applies to probably 90% of the women out there.
Yes, I am. I had the controlling mother. I'm a recovering man in a woman's body or whatever. Yeah. But I'm calling because I called a couple of weeks ago, actually during the second hour, and I wrote a hi bye letter. Uh-huh. And I kind of wanted some general advice. I have just a little bit of an update. So
did you send him the hi bye letter yet, or are you just writing it?
I sent it, and I probably would have been smart for me to be more patient and have you review it. But
okay. But what happened?
I didn't even have his mailing address. So I said, I have something handwritten. I emailed him and I said, I have something handwritten to send you. May I? And he said, yes, please. And he sent me his address.
Uh-huh.
And so after he got the letter, we're about, you know, week four, halfway into the 8 weeks.
Okay.
And he emailed me back and he said, thank you for the nice letter. I have some thoughts about it and I will be in touch.
That's good news, though. That's good.
Okay.
That's good. Men have to do, they have to ruminate. Think, feel. It takes them 8 weeks. So it's best for you to be patient and not nag him. What is it? What do you want to tell me? Okay.
Okay. Thank you for saying that because I figured that's what I should do. Don't do anything.
Because the minute you disrupt him, you're chasing him and it puts him in a different mindset. That you're controlling, like mom coming after and scolding him.
Yeah.
Men fall in love when you're away, and and it takes them about 6 to 8 weeks sometimes to miss you.
Yeah. Okay.
So please let me give you something. If he does call you back and he says, "Hey," and he says, always remember, feminine appreciates any time a man reaches out. So if he reaches out to you. And you get a letter, even if it's a letter you don't like, you still say thank you for the letter.
Okay.
And you know what? If the letter comes in, email me at the office at info@DrPatAllen so you don't jump and do something stupid or get us back on the phone. Because a lot of women get a response and then they jump on it. And that's it. Be patient.
Okay. That makes
sense. To get a good man, it takes a lot of patience and appreciation and passiveness, meaning sit back and don't rush it.
Okay. I appreciate that. I don't know if you remember, Sue, but I kind of precipitated the break. Like I did the analysis thing, like, oh, you seem kind of guarded with me. And then I sort of put words in his mouth and I said,
you mothered him and took control. What that's a sign of, and not to criticize you, but because it happens, it's when you're afraid of masculinity, you use it to control them to keep you safe. If you can control their actions, you feel safe.
Yeah, that sounds like that is exactly the attitude or like orientation that my mother had to the world. Exactly that. So I'm very slow to recognize when I'm doing this, but I appreciate that. And I will make contact then before I do something.
Yeah. Just remember. The first part of healing is to be aware of what you're doing and then practice change. And then it starts to become a habit. So you're already aware and you self-analyzed what you did. That's a big plot positive. Now you'll watch what comes out of your mouth and hopefully you can re-change that language. That's what Dr. Allen's tools are. You use a different language and then it becomes a habit. And then it becomes your destiny because you'll start practicing healthy communication tools.
Yeah.
You're already on your way. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I did it with your help.
Okay. Keep me posted.
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Awesome.
That was a good caller.
That was awesome, Sue. That was really awesome. So here's a question I have. What? Have you had an occasion to have a woman in your group who do not want to be the feminine energy, who want to be the masculine energy, and they want a wife with a penis?
No, they never do, but they all want it their way. They want to lead, but they also want him to give. Basically... I try and tell them it's okay if you want to be the leader. They go, no, I don't want to be the leader. But then they want to plan everything this man's supposed to do.
But that's really being the leader.
I know it. So I'm like, which is it? And they're like, you know, it's unfortunate I get a lot of women that I don't know about it. I guess because I'm older. But is it hard to get guys now? I guess because of the online dating, there's always next. I'm finding that men aren't comfortable committing. They don't need to commit because there's so many available women. What's your thought on that?
I think it's interesting because you're right. It's swipe left, swipe right. And it's problematic. And the other thing is, guys in our generation,
yes,
you know, late 50s to mid 60s, they're like looking out at the world and they're going, I don't want to be involved because of this whole Me Too thing. And I have six guys that I talk to and counsel, and three of them are in our age range. And they're like, no, I'm not asking any women out. I won't do it.
Because they're getting a lot of trouble.
Too risky and too scary when you can just simply ask somebody out on a date and they flip out on you.
Yeah.
You know, back in the olden days, if somebody asked you out on a date and you didn't want to go, you said no and you went about your business. But that doesn't seem to be the case anymore. But I think you're right. I think the online thing where they can just click, 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 and, you know, then there's all those other sites that are like, you know, hookup sites.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where you pretty much know if you're on one of those sites, that's the caliber and quality of the person that you're dealing with. They're not into a relationship.
I do believe if you pay for a good website, a good dating site, you pay for what you get. I have one lady, she's in her late 50s and she's in my group. She's dating up a storm. I have her do a spreadsheet so she knows who she's talking to, what their interests are and everything. Oh, we have a caller here. Caller, you're on the air with Kelly and Sue. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. How are you guys doing?
Fine. What can we help you with?
Well, what do you do when, I think I was in love and was with a man that has been a narcissist in my life and just recently recognized that. And it's just so hard getting over him, though, for some reason.
Is he still in your life?
No, I haven't. We haven't spoke for almost 2 months.
Well, that would be a good thing if you think he's a narcissist. Are you wanting to start this back up? Because you can actually write him a hi-bye letter, 8 weeks, that's 2 months. But and let him know the format is what you liked about him and loved, the pain he caused you, the second paragraph. Third paragraph is what you want in a relationship, like you want a caring man, somebody that's stable. And the fourth paragraph, what you don't want in any relationship. Then the fifth paragraph, well, let me ask you, did you leave him or did he leave you?
Who broke up? Well, I was kind of tired of not being in a committed relationship, so he ended it finally.
Okay, he didn't want to commit is what I'm hearing.
Right.
So the fifth paragraph, you would say, so you would write that in the painful part, the paragraph two. It was painful that you didn't want to commit to me. And then on the part where what you want in a relationship, paragraph four, you would write down, I want a man that wants to commit and build, headed for marriage, kids, or whatever. And then your fifth paragraph, you would say, thank you for this painful lesson that I've had to experience so I never have to do this again. And then do you want to take responsibility on anything? Did you do anything to break it down? Because you can also say, I want to apologize for what I did, if you did something.
Well, I think the only thing I did was maybe pressure him into wanting a relationship.
Okay, then here you go. Your fifth paragraph, you would say, I want to thank, you could say, I want to apologize for pressuring you into committing to a relationship that you may not have been ready for. However, thank you for this painful lesson so I never have to repeat it again. Apologizing for pressuring him, and you also have now learned this lesson, so you're thanking him.
Okay.
If you want to write it out and send me a format, what?
Oh, okay. But can you have a relationship with the narcissist?
It depends if you don't really know if he's a narcissist. I don't hear you probably don't know how to use the tools properly to communicate your wants and not wants. And I'm hearing you may not know how to set healthy boundaries. You force your insecurities on a man to get what you want. You're more masculine going after him. If I was feminine,
every time he would just stomp on everything I would want and want it his way and only his
then,
way.
But guess what?
Dear,
masculine energy is the leader. If it doesn't feel good, you tell him that doesn't feel good. I'll stay until I can't stay anymore. He has every right to run the relationship his way. He's the president, you're the vice president. If he's not doing anything illegal, immoral, unethical, or hurts your body, you do it his way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hearing you wanted to be masculine and be respected and cherished, but he wanted to be masculine.
Yeah, and then I took being intimate with him away because I just
You went and punished him. Did you explain by saying, "Sir, I'm not comfortable having sex with you until I'm in a committed relationship"?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
And he got mad.
And
then he said, He said, "Let's be friends." And then when he was acting weird with that, I said, "This is kind of weird. I feel weird." And then that's when he broke it off. He said, "Well, you know what? Let's just be acquaintances then."
Then that's fine.
Like, wow.
Well, you did it. But instead of saying this feels weird, you say you go along. You pulled back. So you have to be patient until he's ready. See, that's the 8 weeks that you would have waited for. When you came up and said this feels weird, you were coming and going and wanting more from him.
Right.
Your job being feminine, say, "I'm not comfortable having intercourse until I'm in a committed relationship." He said, "Fine, you go away, you date him, you do it." But you came back to him and wanted more.
Right, because he pulled away so hard that
it doesn't matter. Like he has to pull away to fall in love and come back. When he pulled away and you had wanted to pull away, you went back and tried to get him.
Okay.
Yeah. We're just ending it down now. So if you want to write that hi bye letter, because it's right in the 8 weeks, you can email it to me at info@drpatallen.com and I'll look at it and approve of it.
Okay.
And
that
then you can.
Good. All right.
Okay. And then also, please remember to stay tuned where Patricia Eltinge will have her show Your Dream Life and interpret your dreams. So, Kelly, do you have anything you want to say? We want to thank everybody for joining us.
I do. I want to thank all of our callers for calling in with some great questions. I want to thank Dr. Pat for answering questions for us tonight. And I want to thank you, Sue, for your great advertisements and great interplay. Had a lot of fun tonight.
We'll see you next week, everybody. Thank you for joining us.
Love you. Bye. Mwah.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.